Economy Watch. Radical solutions for the economy.
Good evening and welcome to Economy Watch, your weekly guide to what's happening in the world of interest rates, pension funds, and stock portfolios. I'm joined this week by Professor Sigismund Jarvis from the University of Scunthorpe, where he's the Tesco Superstore Professor of Applied Economics. Good evening, Professor Jarvis.
Good evening.
So, Professor, it's been another difficult week for the economy. As the world recession deepens, the financial crisis is only getting worse, it seems.
No, not at all. Everything's fine. I firmly believe that the world economy will be strong and healthy again before...
the end of next year?
No. Before lunchtime tomorrow.
Lunchtime tomorrow? But, Professor, only yesterday the pound fell by 5 points against the dollar. The euro is 6 cents down on the yen, and the strongest European currency is the Albanian lek.
All this is true, but I predict that better days are just around the corner.
So, what advice can you give to the small investor? Investing in gold is usually advisable in times of hardship. Could we see a return to the gold standard? After all, it's the perfect form of currency. It has high value in relation to its volume and weight. It's rare. It's durable. It's easy to transport. It'll provide stability and will help keep inflation down.
No. I believe that the current form of currency, money, will be replaced by sheep. If you have any spare cash, spend it on sheep. Sheep are the future. Buy sheep.
Sheep?
Absolutely. People will soon be buying everything using sheep. Money is a thing of the past. Very soon, all currencies will be replaced by sheep.
Do you really think that we'll be spending sheep rather than pounds?
Oh, please, of course not.
Oh, good. So what exactly do you think is happening?
Well, you won't be able to buy a loaf of bread with a sheep. If you want to do that, you'll need some glass beads and bottle tops.
Glass beads and bottle tops?
And a good supply of lambs, if at all possible.
Glass beads, bottle tops and lambs?
Of course. Look, just imagine you want to buy a loaf of bread. If you paid with a sheep, it'd be like trying to pay with a £500 note.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
It's simple. Sheep are good for big purchases, but for smaller items, we need glass beads, bottle tops and lambs. I imagine a loaf of bread will cost about 3 bottle tops. A bar of chocolate will cost you 2 bottle tops and 6 glass beads. An iPod will cost you a lamb. And if you want a decent flat-screen TV, you'll need a couple of sheep and a chicken.
I'm sorry, Professor, but you seem to be predicting the end of the cash economy. How can that be possible?
Oh, it's perfectly possible. Currencies are going up and down randomly. We can't trust them. However, we can trust the sheep. A sheep is a reliable investment. A sheep is always a sheep.
Your analysis seems ridiculous.
Not at all. Look, there's a crisis in the money supply. No one has any money. I haven't got any money. I haven't been paid since I lost my job at the university. However, I do have sheep, lots of them.
Well, thank you, Professor. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Let's move on quickly to our analysis of the fall of the Celtic tiger and the rise of the Chinese dragon.
I can sell you a sheep, you know. I've got lots. I've bought a sheep farm.